Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Looking for family fun this winter? Join Northwestern Basketball at Welch Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. The Bulls snapped a three-game losing streak with a win over Indiana last night at the United Center, but a multitude of problems continue to exist for the Bulls. On Christmas Day, Bulls Vice President John Paxson sat down with our David Schuster and talked about the problem with being a mediocre team in the NBA.
You know, you're good enough to make the playoffs a little bit, and you know, but you're picking anywhere between 14, 15, and 22. It's difficult to get impact players. Unless you're lucky like we were with Jimmy, years ago.
Bulls host Brooklyn tomorrow night. The Blackhawks have dibs on the UC tonight, and they got good news and bad news ahead of tonight's game against Winnipeg. Good news is that Artem Anisimov has been activated. He'll play tonight against the Jets. The bad news is that Marian Hossa is headed to IR and will miss the next several games. Hossa could return in time to play in the Winter Classic on Monday, but that remains to be seen. Puck drops tonight at 7:30. The Bears' season will mercifully come to an end on Sunday in Minnesota, but despite the team's 3-12 record, head coach John Fox says not to judge his team too harshly.
I think it's natural, like I said, for a young football team. As I mentioned before, it's not a matter of whether guys want to win or not. It's executing well enough to win. So I think the intentions are good, our effort's good. Where we have work to do is execution, no different with Matt than many of our players.
Rookie linebacker Leonard Floyd is back in the concussion protocol. No word yet on his status for Sunday. And in baseball, Bob Nightingale says the Yankees and White Sox are discussing David Robertson as part of a potential deal for Jose Quintana if the Sox are willing to eat part of Robertson's contract. College basketball, Illinois and Maryland open Big Ten play this afternoon at 3:30 right here on 670 The Score. And in soccer, American Bob Bradley fired as Swansea manager after less than 3 months. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales Event is going on now. Caring and Compassionate Presence Medical Group doctors are available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends. With hundreds of doctors and office locations, there's one near you. Go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Presence Medical Group doctor today. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Flip cross court, knocked away by Wade. Oh. Wade runs it down.
Flash! 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 Did he just shoot that gap or what? Big time players make big time plays, Neil Funk.
Dwayne Wade with 1.2 in a 20-second timeout taken by Indiana.
Looked like Dwayne Wade seemed to know how important that outcome was at least to them in the short term for the Bulls, because he didn't want to come out of that game. Dan Bernstein with you here on WSCR, and Mark Schanowski joins us now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Mark is on Twitter at Mark Schanowski, and he also writes for Comcast Sportsnet at csnchicago.com. You watch him on Comcast Sportsnet before, during, after games as well. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Good. It's amazing that somebody like Dwayne Wade would have the awareness, or maybe even the desperation, to take that game, a game at the end of December against the Indiana Pacers, as seriously as he seemed to. But I guess that's a statement sort of where we are with Bulls basketball right now, isn't it?
Yeah, another example of Wade's leadership. You know, early in the season, he had not been effective in the second game of back-to-backs. His numbers were really poor, and you wondered, you know, as we go along in the season, how many games is he going to choose to sit out? But he knew how important this game was to the Bulls after having lost 9 of their previous 12 and 3 in a row. They needed to get one in the win column. This is a team in the Indiana Pacers that they'll be jockeying with for one of those bottom playoff seeds in the East going down the stretch. So I think Wade looked at it as, you know, we got a stretch of 5 games in 7 days. Maybe I'll take a game off this week, but this is not going to be the one. And, you know, for him to play the entire fourth quarter and make the key defensive play, that just shows you how invested he is in this whole situation and the leadership he's showing to some of the younger guys on the roster.
I wish I had a trust level in a Nikola Mirotic performance that told me it was predictive. But, you know, I'm used to this, though. I'm used to having him play well. I say, oh, okay, yeah, that's it. And he says all the right things. And I believe him when he says, you know, I got to work harder. But hey, I've just seen too many games where it's one and done for a performance like that.
Well, it's very interesting that this mini hot stretch has come on the heels of 2 straight DNP coaches' decisions. And, you know, it's interesting. I've got a couple of veterans that I work with at Comcast. Will Perdue played 13 seasons. Kendall played 15. And Kendall told me he got 1 DNP CD in his career, and he still is mad about it. So you know, maybe that was the only hammer a coach has is playing time. And maybe that was the only way to get through to Nico, is that you can't pout. You can't sit there and brood after you make a mistake early in your first appearance and then basically check out the rest of the game. You've got to be able to bounce back from your mistakes. You've got to be more aggressive on the offensive end, and you've got to give us something other than those long threes. And I think that, you know, the heart-to-heart he had with Fred Hoiberg on the heels of those 2 DNP CDs maybe got through. And as you mentioned earlier, I'm not going to go off a couple of games and say that, well, now he's back and he's going to be the guy we saw in March of his rookie season. He's got to prove that over a longer-term period. And the best thing about Nico is when he varies up his offensive game. When he's just chucking up those 28-footers, he's really not going to do much for you. But we saw last night, he took the ball to the basket. He created plays for some of his teammates. He was on the offensive glass. And that's something he should be able to do at 6'10". He gave us a much more well-rounded performance. And that's, like you said, he's got to prove it by doing it consistently going forward.
I just wonder how you solve this issue that is not going to change unless the roster changes, but they're just not good at shooting threes. John Paxson said that he expects that both McDermott and Mirotić will be more consistent. I mean, they had them slotted in at 40% from that range, and they got to keep taking shots to start making more of them. Do you make up for a lower percentage by attempting more? I mean, I'm just trying to figure the actual math here. But seriously, you know, at some point, if you know the percentage isn't good, you might have to just start chucking more of these if you feel that's got to be a higher percentage of your overall scoring. But either way, it still feels like you're chasing from behind.
Well, that's kind of the philosophy that Houston has used to move into the top 4 in the West. They're shooting anywhere between 35 and 50 threes a game, and the Mike D'Antoni philosophy is, you know, get a quick shot up there and maybe you can get the offensive rebound, and by the sheer volume, as you mentioned, of your 3-point attempts, you get the extra point when you do hit, and maybe that's going to convert into winning basketball. Obviously, that's something D'Antoni's believed in since he's coming to the NBA. He had a lot of success at Phoenix, not so much when he went to New York and the Lakers. So it's one of those things where you've got to have the right personnel. But I kind of agree with what you're saying, is that just by taking more attempts, the ones that you make are going to pay off in the extra point, and it's probably worth it. The problem is they just don't have too many guys that can give you that 3-point option. It really is Nico and Doug and nobody else. You know, they brought Michael Carter-Williams back, and his shot looked god-awful. He made some contributions on the defensive end, but he's not going to be a guy that's going to help you from a scoring perspective. And, you know, obviously Isaiah Cannon is completely out of the rotation now, as is Denzel Valentine. So there really aren't a lot of three-point shooting options other than those two young bench guys.
Yeah, the funny thing is when you bring up Houston, it was exactly that team that Fred Hoiberg himself brought up.
Yeah.
When asked about three-point shooting before a game a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I heard the stuff that our Cody Westerlund had recorded, and he almost talked longingly, wistfully. He's like, yeah, I saw Houston attempted 53-pointers. It was a bit of a misconception that the Hoiberg offense was that heavily three-point reliant at Iowa State, because it was more about pace and more about good, quick shots than necessarily being three-point reliant. But either way, In a careful dance, in an effort to not call out his bosses for giving him a roster that can't do what he wants, he brought up Houston. Like, yeah, did you see what Houston's doing? Like, boy, I wish we could do that. The fact is, you can if you're willing to live with some of those Kobe assists. If you know you have guys who can win the battles underneath and go up and get it. The problem is that long shots create long rebounds, and it's hard to clean up missed three-pointers like it is missed floaters.
Well, I think the hope is, especially from the front office perspective, is that, remember when Ryan Anderson came into the league, he was just a so-so player, a bench guy, making occasional three, a lot like Doug McDermott. And I think their hope is that either Doug or Nico transforms themselves, or at least develops into a Ryan Anderson type, a guy that can not only make a three-point shot, but can also score in a variety of ways. I mean, Ryan Anderson has become a really dangerous scorer, not just a pure three-point shooter. And I think that's what they're hoping for with Nico and Doug, that those guys, as they get more NBA minutes under their belts, they're not afraid to do more than just stand at the three-point line. And maybe it'll never happen. Maybe that light will never come on. But I know that, you know, the front office has so much invested in those two guys that really it's kind of almost the way you want to say it is that the future of the Bulls is almost dependent on those guys taking dramatic steps forward in their careers, because outside of those two guys, there's really no other young players on the roster that you can say are going to be foundation pieces. Obviously, Jimmy at 27 is a two-time All-Star, arguably one of the top 15 to 20 players in the league. He's a guy that you can build around, but there's not a lot else on that roster that you can say these are the pieces we're going to have going forward when we hope to contend again.
Well, I think, too, with McDermott, it's just got to start with that three. Once he establishes that, if in fact he becomes a 40% three-point shooter, his game then opens up. Then he's not trying to do everything every time he touches the ball. Because then if somebody does have to close out hard, a little up fake or just a little move to the side, and he can, because his floater has gotten better. I mean, there is some of the in-between stuff he has worked on and has gotten better. It just doesn't matter until you can be the three-point shooter you're supposed to be. You know, otherwise, it sort of ends up all being pretense. But the building blocks of his game, even, I mean, I'm just talking offense, forget defense for now, because I don't know if that's ever going to come around. But just as an actually dangerous offensive player that needs to be accounted for in a scouting report, if he were to get to that holy grail of just 40%, then he could become much more dangerous.
Well, even where he is right now, you notice when he comes into the game, the defense of the other team changes completely. You know, they're gonna not lay off of him when he comes off screens. They're gonna have some other player helping to make sure that when he comes off, a single double or a flex screen, where they're gonna have somebody waiting for him to try to offer some help, and that in turn should offer the big man a chance to roll the basket and get an easy basket or maybe create a driving lane. And he's only shooting, in the mid-30s right now. As you mentioned, if you get over 40% from 3-point range, then the defense is going to commit even more to that three-point shot and create more opportunities. But he's shown some signs of having a little bit of variety to his offensive game. As you mentioned, he can take it off the bounce. He can shoot that floater from 10 feet. Sometimes he'll go baseline, try to finish at the rim. I think that there's some potential in there. And obviously, as you mentioned, the key is, can you keep him on the floor and not have him hurt you too much on the defensive end, where he's given up more points than he's scoring?
Did you take anything away from the John Paxson score interview with David Schuster? Was there anything you heard in there that was new or unique or noteworthy?
Yeah, it was really interesting. You know, Pax doesn't talk very often. I know that he has a great relationship with David Schuster. And, you know, it was interesting to hear that on a Christmas day. I thought that there wasn't anything groundbreaking in there, but it was, Pax is always candid. You know, he's never going to sugarcoat things that in the way that Gar Forman will. You know, he'll tell you that, you know, we're a bad three-point shooting team. We're last in the league. We knew that was going to be a problem going into the season. He mentioned the lack of athleticism that has to be addressed directly in this upcoming offseason. And he also said, you know, our bench hasn't been productive. He flat out said it hasn't been very good. The interesting thing has been in talking to Gar and Pax and Fred Hoiberg, they were all waiting for this Michael Carter-Williams return, and in his first game back, obviously he showed a lot of rust with his shot, but he played a lot in the fourth quarter, and Rajon Rondo didn't play a single minute, and that was definitely a tip in their hand as to what you're going to see going forward. They're not going to play Rondo in the fourth quarter with the struggles that they have trying to score the ball. It's going to be Carter-Williams for defense, and they'll probably use a little bit of Jaren Grant mixed in as well, and they went the entire fourth quarter with those two guys, and it'll be interesting to see how Rondo handles that.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I don't think that's a recipe for a happy veteran Rajon Rondo if you say, look, dude, we can't play you when it matters most.
Yeah, there was one of the beat guys reported that Rondo was walking around the locker room and congratulating guys on the win, and maybe that was just for show with all the cameras in there. But, you know, he's the kind of guy that could turn on a coach very quickly. And if he's sitting in fourth quarters, it'll be interesting to see what kind of attitude he's able to maintain. Because when you look at it, the Rondo move was a one-year rental. That was when they made the move back in July. It still is today. I don't think they've ever thought that, oh, yeah, we'll bring him back for that second year. This is just a chance for Rondo to reestablish his value in the league. And, you know, right now the jury's still out on whether he'll even be in the NBA next season. I mean, it wouldn't shock me at all if he was the kind of guy in today's game that values the outside shot so much that he may have a tough time finding a job next year. I think the Bulls want to see what they have in Carter Williams because he's a restricted free agent, and they have to decide if they want to bring him back next year.
Yeah, that's really the first I've sort of thought about this in the front of my head, because I remember considering it when they signed Rondo, just how the league is moving away from what he does and the fact that he doesn't really play defense like he used to, other than gambling in a passing lane or, you know, maybe running into one every once in a while. That he's not the reliable every play, multiple helps and recoveries per shot clock defender that he used to be. That, yeah, you're right. That because he has a reputation also for being difficult, it's one thing if he were a terrific team guy and you know he could be on the end of a bench and just be such value. But if he's going to be throwing towels at assistant coaches with all the history that he's had, that makes it tough for a GM to say, yeah, this is like a final piece kind of guy.
He's not that mentor veteran that you bring in to try to help the young guys move along. I mean, we read all the stories about him going out to Las Vegas and helping with the summer league team, but I think that was more for show and the fact that, you know, he had nothing else to do going on in his life at that point. I don't think it was really that he wanted mentor guys to take his job. You know, he's an extremely proud guy, very headstrong player who thinks he knows more than anybody in the arena on any given night, including all the coaches and whatever scouts might be in attendance. So, you know, he is not a guy that's just going to kind of go with the program and, you know, whatever role you have for me is fine. He expects to be a big-time player playing 30-plus minutes and being on the floor in crunch time, and I think that's going to disappear for him. I think we've already seen that Carter Williams will be on the court in the fourth quarter, and Rondo's going to have to get his minutes early in the game and at the start of the third quarter, and then I don't think we'll see him very much down the stretch.
We heard John Paxson talking about and really describing what we've long called NBA hell, the idea of being good enough to make the playoffs and then therefore you're destined to be picking guys who aren't necessarily top prospects. Yet, I'm also told that both Jerry Reinsdorf and Michael Reinsdorf do feel that making the playoffs and sustaining a degree of competitiveness is important. It's important to them. It's important to ownership to show the rest of the NBA and any potential free agents that they compete and they're still in the conversation and that they're not a total also-ran. I just don't know how to reconcile both things. I understand all the anti-tanking arguments because being bad for that long, there's just very few pieces of evidence to suggest that that's a way to get great. But I also, other than hoping against hope for some sort of free agent miracle, I don't know what it achieves, and I'm not quite sure how to feel about where the Bulls think they need to be. How do you feel about what's important in that picture?
Well, I certainly understood the Bulls' perspective going up until the ratification of the last CBA. Now the rules have changed to such a dramatic degree where you can designate a player for an early extension, you know, a star player basically taking him out of a chance to go to free agency. Unless the situation is completely toxic, like it is with DeMarcus Cousins in Sacramento, where he's going to leave no matter what the dollars are, most guys are not going to leave anywhere between $30 to $70 million on the table just for a change of scenery. You know, we saw the Bulls were in the game with LeBron and Wade and Bosch in 2010. They were close with Carmelo Anthony in 2014, and they had a lot to sell. They had a contending team. They had a coach that was well-respected around the league, and they could make that appeal to free agents that you come here, we have a chance to win a championship. Now, you're going to see very few star players changing teams because they've made it so attractive for guys to stay put from a financial perspective that, you know, unless a guy is so unhappy in that situation that he's willing to leave a ton of money on the table, you're just not going to see that anymore. I think the owners were so upset. You know, they changed the rules once to try to prevent what Miami did with the super team. Golden State was able to get around that and add Durant, and so now they've tried to make it even more ironclad where, you know, star players will not be leaving their current franchise. They don't have the franchise tag system they do have in the NFL. But you have the closest thing you can to it with all the financial incentives that are built in. So, you know, to get back to your original point, I think really the only way to transform yourself from a middle-of-the-pack team to a potential contender is to tank. You almost have to go into the bottom of the draft, try to hit a star in the lottery, and build that way because you're very unlikely to get a star in free agency. This coming draft is supposed to be, you know, one of the better drafts we've seen in a long time, and I think you're going to see a lot of teams. Miami, you see, is already doing that. You know, yep. Pat Riley is thinking about how can he get to be great again, and he's looking at this draft. He's already said he'd love to trade for another lottery pick. They realize that, you know, getting free agents isn't what it used to be, and I think the Bulls really are in that situation right now. If they're going to bring Dwayne Wade back for a second season, and all indications are Wade is enjoying his return to the Chicago area, you know, they're going to be stuck in that in-between ground for another year. And as painful as it might be, you know, they might be best served to consider trading Jimmy, you know, leading up to this draft, and tell him, Dwayne, thanks for your year of service, but maybe you should finish your career somewhere else. It might be the only way to quickly start a rebuild. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck in the middle again next year.
All right. You know, I, Mark, I love your work, but sometimes this the truth hurts and it makes it very difficult. I know in these individual games, everybody gets so excited. Everybody cheers. And it's,
oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, yay, the Bulls won and they're competitive and fun. And it's just as compartmentalized individual outcomes. It's different that when we draw back there, it is very difficult to sort of find a way out of the wilderness when you hear it spoken as plainly as you speak it.
Well, think about how I feel. I got 51 games left. You know, we're hoping that they get hot as heck and, you know, make a run up to a fourth or fifth seed. But when you watch them night in and night out, you see the deficiencies in the fourth quarter and the lack of shooting. It's going to be tough for them because, unfortunately, and not to be throw even more coal in your stocking, but, you know, the schedule gets a lot tougher. You know, it's really tough in January and February. They got another extended Western trip coming up with some of the better teams in that conference. So, mm-hmm. You know, they're going to have to play much better basketball over the second half of the season to maintain the record or the pace that they have right now. I don't really see them of the mind to make a significant trade at the deadline. I mean,
they don't have enough assets. I mean, other than there's one trade right. You can make, and it's Jimmy, and that's it.
Right. I mean, if you're trying to trade Nico on a pick or Doug in a pick, you know, I don't know really what that's going to do for you. So I think that they'll probably, as Pax said to Schuster, he said, you know, our roster is what it is. And I think that was kind of an indication. Don't expect somebody to come riding in February to push this team, you know, into contending status. We're going to kind of go with what we got and take a hard look at this thing in next offseason and see which direction we want to go.
With that, Mark Schanowski, have a very happy new year, and we'll look forward to talking next week.
All right, Dan, same to you. And, you know, it is fun to watch the games from day to day. As you mentioned, even watching that game last night, you know, you're rooting hard for him. Wade gets that steal. He gets the dunk, and Stacey's calling flash. It's, you know, it's still fun.
Yeah.
I love basketball. I love the game. And I hope that they have a great second half and get on into the playoffs. But when you try to take a step back and look at it from an analyst perspective, there are some really tough, hard decisions in the future. So, you know, I don't want to discourage anybody to watch the game.
No, look, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah, I'm. You know you got me. I guess I'm not going anywhere, and I will say this: that when they do struggle, and it's when Stacey King does some of his best work.
Yes, he does.
I really think so. I think sometimes the front running stuff is all fun and the catchphrases and all that. But I think when you really hear his basketball sensibilities and as he's matured as an analyst, like I say, I've seen him coach. I've seen him as a professional head coach when he was in the CBA and taking a team to a championship game. It's in him, and I love hearing it when he sees something that just doesn't look right to him or doesn't seem right to him. And I really enjoy his work in some of these more difficult moments. I don't know if that makes me some kind of a basketball masochist, but I do think that you can really learn a lot about the game from some struggles. You learn more from a bad day than a good day.
No, he's become really adept with the telestrator. He really shows you what's going on with defensive rotations, with guys making mistakes, and, you know, he's not afraid to point that out. And when you're, you know, VP of basketball operations, John Paxson, is his forthcoming. We're talking about the weaknesses.
Yep.
I don't think there's any problem with the broadcast, you know, following in line with pointing out some of the issues. And, you know, we talked about Dwayne Wade earlier, and he really has been a breath of fresh air, and he's one of the reasons why it's really enjoyable to watch this Bulls team. They've got some likable guys on the roster, and Wade has struck the perfect tone in terms of his dealings with the media, you know, the things he says about his teammates and the coaching staff. You know, he's able to offer some criticism without being heavy-handed, and I think it's really, really been a breath of fresh air to have a guy with that kind of stature come out in the Chicago sports scene.
Always good stuff, Mark. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan. We'll talk next week.
That is Mark Schanowski. We have more to come in a truncated show today. We're done at 3:30. Matt Miller is going to talk some football at 3. If you want to talk Bears, if you want to talk Bulls, we're also keeping an eye on the White Sox and reports from some national reporters that there are conversations continuing between the White Sox and teams regarding Jose Quintana and or David Robertson. I think it's fait accompli that those deals are there to be made, as Rick Hahn himself is understanding the way that he is currently changing the trajectory of the Chicago White Sox. So anything happens there, we'll have that for you as well with a little over an hour to go today on the afternoon show. Dan Bernstein with you on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is the CBS Sports Minute. Nothing like a good old-fashioned opinion to start a passionate debate, huh? And thanks to 4-time Super Bowl champ and NFL analyst Terry Bradshaw, we have just that. Bradshaw's apparently not a big fan of Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin, and if you weren't sure before, he's certainly quite sure now. Quote, I don't know what he does. I don't think he's a great coach at all. His name never even pops in my mind when we think about great coaches in the NFL. End quote. All right, fair enough, because let's face it, greatness is subjective. What's not subjective is tangible success, something that Tomlin's enjoyed quite a bit in the NFL, racking up 102 wins in 10 seasons, along with 5 AFC North titles and a Super Bowl ring. All right, so maybe he's not Chuck Knoll, but few are. And Bradshaw absolutely lost me and others when he positioned Tomlin as nothing more than a cheerleader. Hey, Terry, you're a former Steeler, 4-time champ. You've got the right to criticize. Professionally, this one bordered on petulant on BT.
Cancer, we are your number one enemy. We are MD Anderson. We are fighting you with our exceptional team of doctors and nurses, advanced technology, groundbreaking clinical trials, innovative treatment options, and a collaborative approach to care. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News & World Report, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on one thing and one thing only: making cancer history.
Have you or a loved one been injured in an auto accident? You need representation you can trust. Hi, I'm Alex Memon, founding partner of the Memon Law Firm, sharksatlaw.com. Accidents are terrifying and can happen to anyone. Let the Memon Law Firm take the worry out of your hands and get you the compensation you deserve. Auto accident? Injured? Call in the Sharks at Memon Law Firm. Your Sharks at Law. sharksatlaw.com. Call us at 312-878-2357.
This year, the Hyundai holidays are making everything merry and bright. That's because for a limited time, we're offering our most wonderful deals of the season on every new Hyundai. Plus, to keep that festive feeling going 10 years long, every Hyundai also comes backed by America's best warranty, our 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So go on, get merry at your Hyundai dealer. Drive home behind the wheel of a brand new Hyundai during the Hyundai holiday sales event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your Hyundai dealer today. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai holidays are the reason to buy now.
Lease the Elantra for just $119 a month for 36 months with $28.19 due at signing. Or get up to $3,250 in holiday bonus cash. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Or visit buyhyundai.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. For more information, call 877-248-1585.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Invincible. Oh, yeah. Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving with 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Rosemont with their action-packed world tour at the Allstate Arena on December 28th and 29th. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks, see the ball handling, experience the antics that'll have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at the Allstate Arena on December 28th and 29th. Tickets at harlemglobetrotters.com.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other, featuring award-winning news programming and digital exclusives with business experts and thought leaders.
Tonight on 60 Minutes.
This is All Business with Jeffrey Hazel.
Smart Money Fundamentals,
the Business Rockstars podcast.
Welcome to the Real Estate Life.
We give you that news and information.
We plan to tell the gritty stories of entrepreneurship.
What's happening in business today?
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is going to inspire so many people.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week's most popular music. 22 years ago, 1994.
Number 3.
Real McCoy, Another Night.
Another night, another dream, but a dream.
Number 2.
Heidi Camose, Here Comes the Hot Stepper.
Here comes the hot stepper. I'm the leader.
And the number 1 song this week. 22 years ago in 1994. Boyz II Men on Bended Knee.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
You're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 1984, Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen lost his left arm in a car accident. Nickelback went to number 1 on the U.S. singles charts with How You Remind Me. This week in 2001. This week in 2002, Diana Ross was arrested for drunk driving by police in Arizona. The funeral of former Clash singer and guitarist Joe Strummer took place in London this week in 2002. Popular music. 1 year ago, 2015.
Number 3.
Drake, Hotline Bling.
I know when that hotline bling.
Number 2.
Justin Bieber, Sorry.
Down, it's too late to say sorry now.
Number 1 song this week. 1 year ago in 2015. Adele, Hello.
Hello from the other side.
These
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard Update.
2:32 in the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Looking for family fun this winter? Join Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. With one game left to play this season, the Bears find themselves sitting at a dismal 3-12 on the year. But despite the fact the Bears will miss the playoffs by a wide margin again, head coach John Fox says this team hasn't quit.
Our guys are still competing. They're working hard. They're practicing hard. There's no splintering. You hear that word sometimes on the outside. Our issue last week, when you look at scores and records, is -5 in a turnover ratio. I don't care who you're playing.
Rookie linebacker Leonard Floyd in the concussion protocol for the second time this season. No word on what his status will be on Sunday. Elsewhere in the league, the Bills have announced that both head coach Rex Ryan and assistant coach Rob Ryan have been relieved of their duties. Quarterback Tyrod Taylor has been benched. Anthony Lynn will take over as interim coach. EJ Manuel gets the start at quarterback. Marian Hossa will not play tonight when the Blackhawks host Winnipeg, and he may not play for a few more games. Hossa is being placed on IR with an upper body injury. Coach Joe Quenneville hopes to have Hossa back in time for the Winter Classic. The good news is that Artur Anisimov has been activated. He'll play tonight against the Jets. Bulls host Brooklyn tomorrow night in baseball. USA Today's Bob Nightingale says the Yankees and White Sox are discussing David Robertson as part of a potential deal for Jose Quintana. In college football, North Texas trails Army 38-31 in overtime of the Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl. Three more bowl games on tap for later today. And in college basketball, Big Ten play opens tonight. You can hear Illinois face off with Maryland at 3:30 right here on 670 The Score. The security leader for over 140 years, trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history.
Cancer, we're your enemy. We're fighting you with exceptional teams of doctors, advanced technology, and groundbreaking clinical trials. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News & World Report, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history.
We just want him to be aggressive. We've been trying to put him in different spots on the floor the last few games, and he's been getting better looks, and then from there, once he sees it go in, obviously, like anybody, his confidence goes up. We need him to win, simple as that. We need him to play big, and he knows that we believe and trust in him.
That's Dwayne Wade on teammate Nikola Mirotic. We'll see. Yeah, they could certainly use him to play better. They're a better team when he's better, and they're a better team when Rajon Rondo's not playing. But hey, as much as I love Mark Schanowski's candor, I always have a difficult time kind of recovering from the big picture resets that we get there that just don't offer a lot of hope for the Bulls' whole thing to be headed in the right direction. Dan Bernstein with you on the Scores Afternoon Show, 312-644-6767. This is Jack in Peoria on the Score.
Hi, I was calling. What is the value, you think, of Jimmy Butler in a trade?
Whatever you can get for him.
Okay.
What you ask for him, you don't know until you ask. I mean, you would think that a top 20 player could get you two first-round picks at the least, and maybe somebody viable also to add to your roster, but we don't know the extent to which they're willing to have that conversation.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. That's the only guy they have. That just rearranging pieces and trading your mediocrity for somebody else's mediocrity doesn't change your proximity to a championship. I try to keep it simple. I always ask, how does any move, how does holding on to somebody, how does moving somebody, how does it get you closer to winning a title? And in basketball, it's tough because there's always going to be an obvious glass ceiling. And right now, that glass ceiling is Cleveland. No matter how good anybody else is, as long as there is one team that is clearly, without a doubt, better than you are, it makes it very, very difficult. But you've got to start. You've got to look at teams that might have somebody they don't like could be a better fit with you. That would be sort of the DeMarcus Cousins argument for somebody whose arrow is still pointed up, who may have overstayed his welcome or worn out his welcome somewhere, and you provide that change of scenery. Then there's somebody like in Philadelphia. If they just don't have enough spots to go around, and if they think that Joel Embiid is going to be what he is and Nerlens Noel is not, you find guys who are still upside plays that can run with some of these guys around the league. But it's, I don't know. It's just like Rick Hahn is trying to find out right now. You say, what can you get for Jose Quintana? All he knows is what he got for Adam Eaton and what he got for Chris Sale. And what he got for both is pretty damn good. And at the moment, he's calling around to prospect-rich teams. And I would hope he's doing his job. The answer is you try to get too much. You ask for too much, and unless it's the Nationals on the other end of the phone, usually there's actually a negotiating process other than, yeah, all that for Adam Eaton? Sure, we'll do that. We're desperate and stupid. But NBA teams are not necessarily stupid. And when it comes to Jimmy Butler, there's a little bit of in-town misjudgment, perhaps, with how good he is based on how good he thinks and says he is, and how good local broadcasters seem to say Jimmy Butler is. I think he's really good, but I don't think anybody's going to look at him as a franchise changer. If Tom Thibodeau gets desperate, if Tom Thibodeau is at the point where he doesn't think that he can trust his guys and he gets tired of losing and he's worried about his coaching reputation as all the losses pile up, or he thinks he needs somebody to set an example and galvanize their work ethic, fine, man. You know, keep Tom Thibodeau on line one. You keep those lines of communication open and you just keep asking him. But, you know, that's a team that's got pieces. It's a team that if you want to get more athletic, they've got guys who can immediately make you more athletic. It's hard to figure out how the Bulls got where they are, where they're below the rim and they can't shoot. I've seen some teams that are limited in athleticism, but can shoot you out of whatever defense you're in. That no matter where you are, you can take a step back and they got a couple guys who can just rain it on you. But unfortunately, there's enough film. I don't think this is coincidence, by the way. I don't think this is some weight. They started really well. And then after a while, what were they, like 11-6 or something like that? And the next thing, wait a second, now they're not as good. Well, come on. That's how professional sports seems to work, and especially in the NBA, when you can say, oh, okay, all right, they want to do this, they want to do this, they want to do this, we're going to keep them from doing that. And as long as we keep them from doing that, we can probably, you know, beat them. 312-644-6767. We'll talk some football at the top of the hour. And man, more bad news. I'm really bummed about Carrie Fisher. It certainly didn't sound good after they said she had a severe cardiac event and needed CPR and a plane and the whole thing. But man, 60? I know there was a time in my life when 60 sounded old. It doesn't anymore.
Yeah, you know, the same thing with George Michael. That's 10 years away from me, man.
It's 6 years away. 53?
Yes, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's too young.
Right? You used to think, oh, 53.
53 was so old. Like when I was like 23, like 53 is forever.
This 2016, man, this.
Well, yeah, there's Justin Breen from, was it DNA Info Chicago? Mm-hmm. Tweeted out a list. Carrie Fisher, George Michael, Muhammad Ali, David Bowie, Alan Thicke, John Glenn, Zsa Gabor, Gene Wilder, Florence Henderson, Elie Wiesel, sorry.
You mentioned Prince?
Prince.
This is, and what if you're montage guy on one of the awards shows? Like, oh, God, now we got to recut it, re-edit. I mean, think about
that. We still got a few days to go.
I know. But it's all calendar. Like, calendar year is one thing, because I think the Grammys did Bowie, right? I think the Grammys already accounted for Bowie. Okay. So they're going to close with Prince. But if you're a montage guy, you're like, oh, George Michael at 53, come on! And now the Academy has got to get with the Carrie Fisher stuff. It just...
You know, I'll be honest, too, and I'm fine to admit this, but I forgot how much I like George Michael's music.
It's good.
I forgot how much of it I liked.
I actually didn't know this song Last Christmas until I never was conscious of it. Like, I guess that is George Michael. Okay. And I guess it was his last Christmas.
So of this list, though, did it seem like Gene Wilder bothered you the most?
Yeah, because I think just my age and the importance of some of those movies to me growing up.
The Alan Thicke bothered me more than I expected.
Really?
Yeah.
I learned about him, too, in some of the obituaries. I didn't know how important he was to the music involving within some of these other iconic...
Different Strokes, Facts of Life. Yeah.
I didn't know.
The Carrie Fisher one's probably the most... This is bad.
Because she was so cool.
She was so hot in that metal bikini.
She wasn't ever afraid to be who she was and write about it and make books and movies about it and live her life as a real person and never felt that she had to be some sort of Hollywoodized phony baloney personality. And I'm noticing it on Twitter. Have you seen this? That there have been several people who have been using her death as a reason to step out and say, yes, I suffer from this mental illness. The fact that she destigmatized the idea of and normalized mental illness is going to be a legacy of hers. And at least today, many people are remembering her by proudly saying, yeah, this affected me too, or continues to affect me too. That's only good. It's if you're, I don't know if it's been hashtagged on Twitter yet, but it's something that
no, absolutely, you're absolutely right. And I wonder where they were at in the filming. She had to be in the next Star Wars movie, right? I mean, I'm sure she was a part of it.
Well, she was General Leia, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what her role was, because she wasn't like a huge part in The Force Awakens, where I guess, you know, they killed Han Solo in the last one. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah,
he's dead.
I did.
Not the actor, but the character.
So here is, this is the full list. This is our former colleague, Matt Rodewald, who's now at Fox 10 in Phoenix. This is the full list of 2016's notable deaths. The actual full list. Actually, we need to take a break. This is incredible. I know every year a lot of famous people die, but this is really something. And there are some other names in here that I didn't even remember. But I've got the depressing list for you next. That's a tease, huh? You got the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Want a better car? Head to Hyundai.
Introducing Play.it, home of best-in-class entertainment and storytelling. Featuring lifestyle experts and personalities.
Hey, it's Perez Hilton.
This is Michael Rapaport.
I'm Stassi Schroeder.
This is Drinks Champ Radio.
Welcome to the Cosmo Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Ellie Wilson from Rap Radar.
Gamertag Radio.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
Relationships, dating, celebrities.
We're going to sit down with the culture's most important voices.
Everything you would talk about with your best friends.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're going to make you laugh. We're going to make you think.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating, pop culture, celebrities.
Give you that news and information.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You want to see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This is Michael Rapaport of the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. If you love fantasy football as much as I do, then come listen to the podcast for the Fantasy Football Follies every week. We are bringing the fun and the funk back to fantasy. If you want to dance with the dingo in daily or weekly fantasy football and my team, Rapaport's Delight, then tune in to the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast on iTunes, Play It/Rapaport, and more. The Fantasy Football Follies.
I Am Rapaport Podcast.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. Home to top sports on-demand programming, including CBS Sports Experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
Hey, it's Boomer and Carton.
Hey, this is Tim Marchman from Deadspin.
Let's pound the pavement and get some news.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never. And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. Wednesday, America's bosses are going undercover.
It was like crazy.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
We have to send 3 kids to college.
I want to give you $70,000.
More bosses.
You did an awesome job.
More inspirational stories.
I just want to help.
If you were my son, I would be very proud of you.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
It's really nice to have someone believe in you.
CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome!
We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating, pop culture, celebrities.
Give you that news and information.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him.
One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
You're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom. New drama CBS Saturday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You contemptible pig. I remained celibate for you.
I stood at the back of a cathedral waiting in celibacy for you with 300 friends and relatives in attendance. My uncle hired the best Romanian caterers in the state. To obtain the 7 limousines for the wedding party, my father used up his last favors with Mad Pete Trullo. So for me, for my mother, my grandmother, my father, my uncle, and for the common good, I must now kill you and your brother.
Oh, please don't kill us! Please, please don't kill us! You know I love you, baby! I wouldn't leave you! It wasn't my fault!
You miserable slug! You think you can talk your way out of this? You betrayed me.
No, I didn't. Honest. I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My tux didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Locust. It wasn't my fault, I swear to God.
Oh, Jake. Jay, honey.
Let's go. You should have shot him. It's been what? 35 years since John Belushi's died? But in case you missed it, Carrie Fisher dead today at the too young age of 60. That was from Blues Brothers, a movie that I showed my kids, and their response was... they did not like it. I for the pacing is just so slow compared to movies now, and no, didn't like it. They liked the musical numbers, and that was it. Speaking of which, by the way, thumbs up for Sing. The Illumination animated movie, really, really good, really fun. So if you're looking for a family movie over the holidays, kids of all ages, no worries about it whatsoever, even the youngest kids, everybody really enjoyed Sing. I thought it was a hoot. So here's your list of notable deaths of 2016 in order. And this was a list that was compiled by a former colleague, Matt Rodewald. David Bowie, Alan Rickman, Glenn Frey, Abe Vigoda, Paul Kantner, Anton Scalia. That would happen every year. I'd be fine. If each year he would die, that would be make the year better. Harper Lee, Umberto Eco, Nancy Reagan, George Martin, Fife Dog, Gary Shandling. Yeah, I forgot the Gary Shandling. Patty Duke, Merle Haggard, Doris Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond, China, Pearl Washington, Prince, Morley Safer, Muhammad Ali, Kimbo Slice, Gordie Howe. I'm halfway done, by the way. I'm halfway done with the list. The second half, Pat Summitt, Michael Cimino, Nate Thurmond, John McLaughlin, Gene Wilder, Arnold Palmer, Shimon Peres, Dennis Byrd, Janet Reno, Leonard Cohen, Robert Vaughn, Gwen Ifill, Ralph Branca, Florence Henderson, Fidel Castro, John Glenn, Alan Thicke, Craig Sager, Dr. Henry Heimlich, Zsa Zsa Gabor, George Michael, and Carrie Fisher. And we've got 3 days left. And I guarantee you there's going to be somebody to be added to this list at some point between now and 2017. But man, that is, I would have to compare it because it's sort of easy to think that this is somehow remarkable in every year. But if you just purely from a sports perspective, when you've got Muhammad Ali, Gordie Howe, and Arnold Palmer on the same season roster there to shed their mortal coil, just sports-wise, as far as big story, big name guys there, that's really something. Muhammad Ali, Gordie Howe, and Arnold Palmer. Three of each at the very, very top of their sport. Really quite something. Well, that's on that fun note, Matt Miller is going to talk football next on the boards. I knew it would happen. I knew it. I didn't have the 2:54 break at the time it would happen, but we'll have to start a jar because that was, I did pretty well getting through first couple hours with it. No jar.
We get to slap you really hard.
Oh boy. I'm going to do it on purpose then. Dan Bernstein with you on the Score.
Get ready for game day on Ghost Bed Bears Fridays on the Score. It's Bears talk all day starting at 5 a.m. Listen in as your favorite Score shows along with our team of Bears experts break down the upcoming game. If you're a Bears fan, do not miss a minute of Ghost Bed Bears Fridays. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Rosemont with their action-packed world tour at the Allstate Arena on December 28th and 29th. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks, see the ball handling, experience the antics that'll have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at the Allstate Arena on December 28th and 29th. Tickets at HarlemGlobetrotters.com.
Introducing Play.it, home of best-in-class entertainment and storytelling, featuring lifestyle experts and personalities.
Hey, it's Perez Hilton.
This is Michael Rapaport.
I'm Stassi Schroeder.
This is Drinks Champ Radio.
Welcome to the Cosmo Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Ellie Wilson from Rap Radar.
Gamer Tag Radio.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
Relationships, dating, celebrities.
We're going to sit down with the culture's most important voices.
Everything you would talk about with your best friends.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS.